Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And high on the list of things we're interested in these days, the elections for many offices here in the city, including that of mayor. And we have one of the candidates with us today. Kevin Davis is with us to talk about his candidacy. Thank you, Kevin. We're glad you're with us today.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to be here with you.
Hey, you've been around Slidell, you've been around the parish, you've been around the state, you have many different things that you've done, but let's get back to basic. Could you just kind of introduce yourself to the public, to the two or three people that don't know you yet, as to who you are and kind of a little bit about your background? Well,
I'd love to. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Certainly, I grew up here in Slidell, a lifelong resident. Started my own business here in Slidell and owned and operated for about 30 years. And through all those trials and tribulations as we get with a business, I kept looking at regulations, government regulations, and wondered who's in control and who makes all these regulations. So I decided to run for public office.
All right.
Did that, won the election, and served some years as what we called police juror back then. They were rural. We were a rural community. 1988 is when I began the first service and served there, and then we moved towards a new charter form of government. So I was on the charter. We wrote a new form of government for St. Tammany Parish, which had a parish-wide elected parish president. So I ran for that position with a vision for what I thought was the future of St. Tammany, for it to grow and prosper and have jobs, infrastructure, drainage, hurricane protection, all of those things that are important. And became the first parish president for St. Tammany under the new government that they had. And served there for 12 years, had a great time, all the things that I just mentioned, we were successful in doing. Our population went from under 100,000 to over 230-some thousand while I was in office. Loved people. When people would call, I'd respond. Remember many times people would call me, I'd come right out to their house, and they're like, I can't believe you're here. I said, well, that's what I want from my elected official. I want them to know that they care and that they'll come and respond. Served there 12 years. Not only roads and infrastructure, I got nicknamed the road warrior by our chambers on both sides of the parish. I was very aggressive for roadway improvements. It could be turning lanes, interstate exits, whatever that we were working on at the time. And then Hurricane Katrina came, tough times for our citizens, and we made it through that. With their will and strong beliefs, we did well. We got through Katrina. I'll never forget. I mean, I was out on the grounds with people every day, and it was pretty tough. But we kept trying to reinforce that our community was going to be okay. Our beliefs would carry us through this large disaster, the largest in the country, matter of fact. So we get through that, you know, with FEMA trailers here and there and couldn't get things, but we made it through it. And then it was really interesting because right after that, we got hit with a BP oil spill. We kept getting things that should have never happened. And I think that it was a test for us and our community. And we made it through all. We made it through both of those huge disasters like never happened anywhere else in the country. So I was real proud of the citizens of St. Tammany and Slidell during both of those. Then finished up 12 years there. Had a lot of fun with that, too, when I was parish president, because not only did we do roads and ditches and the others, but I kept believing in communities more than those things. Yes, those are important, and we need to do them. But we also need to look at our community as a whole. So I came up with the idea of a children's museum, which they finally are building. That was one of them. The other was the Tammany Trace. The other was the fishing pier out by Lake Pontchartrain after Katrina. I asked the governor to give me the pier on behalf of the citizens so that we could have fishing for our residents. Camp Salmon, 107 acres, that was going to be a subdivision, not more urban sprawl in my mind. We never had the money, so I never, you know, it was like I had this gift because I'd say, well, I'll buy that from you. How much do you want? And, you know, we would like for you to discount it because we don't have the money. And in all the cases, all of them said, okay, we'll discount it and then I would go and secure the funding. Typically, they were all grant money that I was able to buy those things with and develop them. So those were exciting times, too, for us. And then after finishing my term as parish president, I was asked to serve as Secretary of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the state of Louisiana, which really, in my mind, was an honor. I didn't realize when I went to take the position It had about 500, almost 600 employees.
Oh, my. Oh, really?
Yes, a budget of $1.2 billion annually.
Okay.
I always wanted to make sure that all of our budgets and finance were, you know, up to standards by accounting process. And when I left St. Tammany Parish, the last few years we had gotten a no findings. Now, no findings mean that auditors came in, went through all your books, and found that you followed all the rules and regulations. That's awesome. What they mean by no findings. And typically, most governments will have a finding. Most of them are minor. You know, they're not like money was missing, but accounting-wise, numbers transposed, things like that. So when I left St. Tammany Parish with over $100 million budget, we had no findings on our audit. So when I took this one in, they told me, you know, I got up there and realized the budget was $1.2 billion. So we got to work on make sure our finances are in place because it's huge. You're talking about huge. We had over 34,000 applicants, grant applicants, who went through my office. Like the city of Slidell was one. St. Tammany Fire District 1 here in Slidell was one. Everyone that submitted was a grant applicant through my office. We handled all of the FEMA funding for the state of Louisiana. So I was real proud of working those years, and
absolutely.
The last 2 years, the state auditors would audit our books, and we had no findings. And if you can imagine, I mean, we had 34,000 clients that dealt with us on a daily basis who were, we wouldn't write checks, we actually would direct deposit. $25 million a week was going out the front door.
Wow.
With those 600 employees.
You know, politics being what it is, and for you to have been involved directly with politics as a parish officer, and then as a state official, to be squeaky clean, audit-wise and every other way, you're something of an anomaly in government, it would seem.
Well, you know, it was real important to me to make sure that those things were done. I mean, I beefed up the finance departments in both governments, because it was real critical to make sure that, because when you're talking about 600 employees, someone's going to make a mistake.
Sure.
I mean, it's just we're human. But we had all the precautions in place so that didn't happen. And we actually talked to our employees and made them part of the process of the success. You know, they too wanted to be part of the winning team that had no findings, you know. And that's real critical and important in an organization.
Sure.
Is everybody has to feel like they're a part of it.
So you've been involved with some pretty significant things. You've $1 billion budget is pretty significant responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now you're looking with that experience to do something a little bit different, something different than what you've done before.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be very similar to my role in both those jobs, chief executive. You know, making sure that all the agencies are doing what we're supposed to, but then also bring a vision. And that vision is, mine is, and it really sums up everything. Slidell is a place that we never want to leave. Now, you can go in there. I mean, when you try to talk about a vision, you can go into that statement and say, okay, that means roads, that means drainage, that means community, that means all of the things that we need, jobs, career jobs for the future. So you would never want to leave. I mean, I hear constantly about, well, the kids aren't coming back. You know, they're not coming back. There's no job. I said, okay, we got to work on that. As parish president, you can verify it, but the Economic Development Foundation tagged me with creating over 17,000 jobs during my term here in St. Tammany. Now, how did we do that? We worked with all the local agencies that had a say in economic development so that we were a player all the way up to New York and New Jersey, from the bonding companies to also the site-selecting companies who represent major corporations. We wanted St. Tammany to be on the playing field. So we would go and visit with them. We'd go from one site, there's a lot of them in New York and New Jersey. We'd go from one to the other. And we'd bring a whole package of St. Tammany, what we have to offer. And then certainly you have partners in Stennis. You have MISU. You have GNO Inc. You have Louisiana Economic Development. And all of those you need to be a partner with so that they know exactly what we have to offer. And then how do we move forward with that? Like the technology company has come to New Orleans with 2,000 jobs. We need to be at the table to support the state in that it's going to, our main office is going to be in New Orleans.
Okay.
But why can't some of those employees live in St. Tammany, right here in Slidell? You know, it's close. You're right here on the eastern side.
Absolutely.
And that always helps your economy as you're continually growing. I think I bring that knowledge and experience in a humble way. I'm not about me getting credit on any of those. All the projects that I've ever done, I ask the public to name them. The public, it's yours. It's not mine. It's ours. I think that attitude resonates, and it helps you to be successful. Certainly spiritually, so that every day that you're getting up, you're asking for that guidance and you move forward. I love helping people. They call me today and say, Kevin, I got a problem. Can you help me?
Well, I heard it said during the forums that Slidell is at a tipping point, a fulcrum. It would seem that a good foundation has been laid.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperation between the administration and the council over the last several years has mm-hmm. been excellent, mm-hmm. working together for the betterment of the city. And I have an opportunity to go in and improve on what was already put down there. Mm-hmm. Not that it was deficient,
right?
But be able to add to and carry it to another phase.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your thoughts on where we can go and what some of the opportunities might look like?
Well, and again, it's not anything said about what's happened in the past. They did a great job, and we're moving forward. We have some issues. We got our infrastructure issues we got to deal with. We got financial issues we're going to have to deal with. Not that there's some big crisis like in the state, but we got to expand our boundaries and expand our financial ability here in the city to be able to do the things that are necessary. Not overdoing any of that, but the things that really are necessary for us to operate local government. So we need to have a growth plan. We need to expand the boundaries of the city. Those things we can work with the parish on. All those fellows that are there and ladies, I've worked with all of them. Great relationship. As you talked about the council, my envision of the council is an extension of the administration. We're not on different teams. Yes, you're a legislative and you create the laws. But in my mind, you're an extension of my office. And if we together or you can help push something along that helps our constituents, I'm all for it. I had 14 members, legislators, council members, and we got along great. Never in 12 years, never vetoed any legislation that was brought up. Why? Because we had a good working relationship. And that's critical, I think, to continue that. But we got to expand the boundaries from a financial standpoint, to continue those revenues without any new taxes, and then job creation. Our plan is going to be quite multifaceted in my mind. I really want to do like a priorities convention where each one of us get to come, and we'll do some of it online, so those that can't make it with today's technology, in developing a long-term plan. Some people say, well, you can't do a long-term plan. If you don't have a long-term plan, you're in trouble. If you're going to do a one-year plan, you're in real trouble. So we need to have that plan for the next 20 years, where we all would like to see us at, all the issues that we've kind of already talked about.
Right.
We need to finish the hurricane protection. That's going to be a big issue because a lot of these things are all tied together. The other problem with not doing that is our flood insurance rates. For those in the south end of our city, the rates continue to go up annually. The business community from about Gaul South are in those zones that their insurances are going up and going up. So small business is going to have some issue. They may have to move or relocate. So we're going to have to address quite a few things as we go into the future. But I got great feelings about the future. It's always positive. And we got great people, so we just need to use that resource to make it better as we move forward. I mean, you know yourself, you got businesses closing, you got the malls all shut down. I mean, we got Target is closed. Now we have Toys R Us announces they're closing. All of that industry is changing. It all seems to be changing constantly.
Well, I guess the economic culture is changing a great deal as well, because nationwide, we lost Sears, mm-hmm. and it was because Sears made national decisions, and they mm-hmm. closed a bunch of stores,
mm-hmm.
as well as some of these other ones have just been part of a national move. Mm-hmm. Things are changing.
Yeah.
And I guess we need to be flexible enough to be able to, in our thinking for the future, mm-hmm. to be able to consider some things that are not known to any man.
Right. We're going to have to, there's a lot of discussion about thinking out of the box, but it's true. We got to think a little bit differently in this new technology and this new age that's coming. You just saw probably on TV where the state of Louisiana is now that bill that was passed about they can charge the tax to those as they go online. You know, that's great. Should have been done a long time ago. But I think our small business base, what we need to do is work with them. And I'll give you an example. You remember back in early 2000, the auto industry was very tough for them. Cars weren't selling. They weren't selling at all. It wasn't just in St. Tammany or in Slidell. It was national problems, remember? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are the kind of things we got to think out of the box. So I got all the car dealers and automotive dealers together. And I said, look, what can we do as a community to help you? I mean, you're our neighbor. You sponsor the softball, the kids' basketball, and the football.
That's exactly
you got 100 and 200 employees with all of you guys together or more, you know. And what could we do as your neighbor, as government? What can we do? So I kept talking to them. I brought them all to one location. I said, why don't we have a new car weekend, and we'll do it at – where's our biggest location? It was a North Shore Harbor Center. I said, okay, government will rent it. We'll rent the facility, okay? You bring the cars. You help us tell us what we need to do marketing-wise. They had marketing dollars that they could buy ads and go on TV. Mm-hmm. But also, as parish president, I had a podium. So I could announce car show coming up, looking for a new car. Come see one of our great dealers. Yeah, and I think that meant a lot to those men and women in that industry. So in my mind, we do that creative things for our local businesses that we have here. You know, there's not the big national boxes. I'm talking about the small community businesses that we have, like in Old Town or in some of the other areas surrounding Slidell. You can come up with a lot of ideas that government can do to facilitate without spending taxpayers' dollars or trying to create some kind of a program. I mean, how much fun would it be if we put out a red ball and you find the red ball in Slidell for a restaurant? But you have to advertise it. You know what I mean? But it would bring the spirit of the community together. Say, hey, sure. Do you know, I saw the red ball. It's at so-and-so's restaurant. And you go there and you have dinner. But the local government should support that. My way of thinking differently, and not just raising taxes or taking tax dollars and doing something in that arena. These would be creative ideas. I mean, I think the local business would love to have that.
Sure.
You know, to be on our web page announcing, look for this, you know, look for this, it's happening, and use your position to help our small business owners here in this community.
Great. You've used the word a couple of times, expanding our boundaries. Mm-hmm. That sounds like annexation.
Yes.
How does that work?
Good question.
Little discussions I've had said this is a complex issue. Mm-hmm. It's not something you said, oh yeah, let's do that. And everybody mm-hmm. says, hey, great.
Yeah,
it's a big issue. It's a tough issue. But is that even possible?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It arbitrarily, you just can't go out and annex anybody. They have to make a request.
Okay.
That's the first part. You know, the city can't just run out and annex. The person who owns the land has to make the request. But, you know, in my relationship with the parish also, I always said, look, the cities need to grow. So we need to allow that growth to happen. And we develop many growth plans for the future. They just didn't get resolved. So I think that with my leadership, we can resolve those issues. You won't tomorrow morning annex everything from here to, let's say, the mall in between, because there's a lot of parish in between.
Uh-huh.
You won't just do that overnight. But with working with the parish government, what we'll do is if somebody wants to come in and build something in that quarter, already have pre-agreements that say, look, if the owner of that property wants to, he could come into the city and we'll provide those services that they would need. And I think that there's a huge benefit in that. Now, the sales tax is a different issue. You share that 50-50. I think it's a little confusing for most people, but if you think of it as two geographic boundaries, if one boundary has their constituency passed a sales tax, 2 cents, and the other boundary's constituency passed a 2 cents. Well, when the two come together and meet and cross over the boundaries, what do you do? What happens by government standards is that where you crossed over has a 4 cents on top of it.
It
has a 4 cents. So you're like, well, that's pretty a disadvantage to that person who lives there or that business, because now anybody comes in their business, they pay 4 cents sales tax. but across the street they only pay 2 cents. Well, on larger items, that could be an issue. So you say, wait a minute, I don't want that to harm our business community. So what you do is you say, well, why don't we just share it? You take a penny, and we'll take a penny. And that's what happened with the sales tax when it all came together.
Okay.
It wasn't some big conspiracy. We worked together.
Right.
The levy is being built. When I was parish president, I actually developed a plan for that levy. Came up with it, took it to the Corps, hired the gentleman, the doctor out of LSU, and had them all look at it. And they said, yeah, that's a perfect plan to help Slidell. We're all one community. I keep going back to that. And I think if you let the other partner get the accolades, if you will, you can work together.
Well, you know, the police department here in town is nationally accredited.
Mm-hmm.
District 1 Fire Department is moved from a Class 3 to a Class 2. Moved us, which will save us money on our homeowners insurance and property insurances. Their pursuit of excellence is very consistent mm-hmm. with the vision that you're laying out for mm-hmm. us. And it has everything to do with serving the people and serving them well.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of the things you've mentioned in your literature is a 2035 initiative.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? What is that all about?
I guess the best way to put that is I did one called 2020 back in 2000 for the parish.
Okay.
Really, I want it to be your plan. The people that are listening today, I want it to be your plan. How do you see us in 20 years? What are your dreams and wishes for Slidell for the next 20 years? Now, that includes short-term and it includes long-term. Certainly, you have those goals that are short. And they could be, I want to fix this road out here on Robert Road. You know, I'm making that up. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
short-term
yeah.
and long-term.
Sure.
Those kinds of things. And it's a partnership. And then it's your vision of how you want your city to be as we go through the next 20 years. I would call it a priorities convention. I called it 2035. You know, we may change the name a little bit, but you had to have some concrete that you could, you know, come out to discuss your vision. And I just think that's real important. I mean, I hear branding, I hear this, I hear that. Why wouldn't I want you to tell me what you like, what you want, what your vision is, what's your dream for your children for tomorrow?
Right, exactly.
You know, I can sit back and say, well, I think we need a destination for Old Town to bring people down there, like a children's museum. And we have one, but I'm just giving you an example.
Sure.
Something that draws people there.
Right.
Families. The other aesthetics are nice, but you need a destination.
Well, I'm just thrilled about Slidell, thrilled about we're in a good place,
mm-hmm.
and the future seems bright.
Yes.
Great vision out there, great willing by qualified people to mm-hmm. to make a difference, and I'm just really thrilled that so many qualified people, including yourself,
thank you,
are running for this office. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Is there any last thought you'd like to leave with us as we begin to wrap this up?
Yeah, certainly. You know, I have a vision for the city. I would hope that your listeners would get some more information on me. I love the city. I want to move it forward, and I want it to be both of our plan. Thank you.
Kevin, how can people be in touch with you if they want to know more about your campaign?
Yes, they can certainly email me. It's kevindavismayor@gmail.com. You can always call me on my cell. It's the same number I've had for 20 years, 985-966-2112. Or you can stop by our campaign headquarters right on Galls Boulevard behind Marco's Pizza.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've blessed us, and I appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Grace Radio. You can give us a call now at 985-250-1037. Send us a text, leave a comment, and if there's something that Mr. Davis said today that was of interest to you and you'd like to discuss it further, be in touch. We'll put your question in the right place. Also, we encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Check on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. See our programming schedule, copies of broadcasts that we've made recently, as well as a place to leave tax-deductible donations. We need the support of the community and folks just like you. Again, that number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us daily for Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and Get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.